USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We've got another mayor speaking out against the upcoming ICE raids. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says city officials there will not help with the ICE immigration raids, she tells CNN.
I think the thing that I am obligated to do is to speak our values. Our values are not about terrorizing. It's not about demonizing individuals who are productive members of our community.
Other mayors have made similar comments.
Violent clashes broke out after several thousand people marched in Hong Kong against traders from mainland China in what is fast becoming a summer of unrest in that territory. After issuing a warning, police moved to disperse the crowd of mostly young protesters who say peaceful demonstrations have failed to bring about any change. Police used pepper spray and batons. In panic scenes, fleeing protesters scrambled over each other, some falling to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook may be close to putting a Federal Trade Commission investigation behind it, but it faces a variety of other probes in Europe and the United States, some of which could present it with an even bigger headache. While the $5 billion fine from the FTC, which Facebook has been expecting, is by far the largest the agency has levied on a technology company, the real worry for Facebook and its investors and companies that use it to advertise are the other restrictions and the government oversight that might come with it. This goes for other investigations as well, which span the globe from the European Union, Germany, Belgium, New York, Canada, and elsewhere. Beyond the regulatory investigations, Cowen's analyst John Blackledge notes that Facebook and other big companies are now facing broader antitrust concern. Though the scope of the involvement with the FTC investigation is unclear, Facebook has confirmed that it has received questions from the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission over Cambridge Analytica and says it's cooperating with the inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The president says he has no plans to cancel the Sunday ICE raids like he did the last time. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that the families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. The Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first at the All England Club 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said she's very sure that was the best match of her life. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.